T-Mobile is more than the best network in the game. They're now the best network in America, according to the experts at Ookla Speedtest. So baseball fans are connected to the Fall Classic from home to home plate with the most advanced 5G, more towers, and a signal that goes farther than ever before. T-Mobile has you covered. For baseball fans, it's better over here.
Best mobile network based on analysis by Ookla of Speedtest Intelligence data, first half 2025. See details at T-Mobile.com.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
I'm Dr. Mary Claire Haver. Ready for honest conversations about thriving in midlife? Listen to and follow my new podcast, Unpaused, available now wherever you get your podcasts.
5:06, Jeff Katz, News Radio, WRVA. It is Friday Eve. I've got to tell you, here in Hanover anyway, the weather has improved a bit. The rain has stopped. No more lightning, no more thunder. The sun is out. However, just be aware that all the nasty stuff we saw for a couple of hours apparently coming back. Right around 9 o'clock through midnight, 1 in the morning, we'll see more thunderstorms, some with very, very strong gusty winds, and then it turns cloudy. And tomorrow, you'll probably want to pack a sweater because the high temperature tomorrow, 20 degrees lower than where we are right now. It's going to be 74 degrees. I got a copy of The Practical Guide to Personal Security the other day, written by Rob Chadwick. Now, Rob, as you know, is a regular on this program every other week, where we're always just so thrilled to welcome him. And we talk a lot about what he does, heading up training for Delta Defense, United States Concealed Carry Association, the importance of that. Every once in a while, talk a little bit about his career, 30 years, retired supervisory special agent from the FBI, former head of the FBI's tactical training program at Quantico. And this book that he has written is going to be a must-buy for you. I'm just going to tell you that right now. It is essential. It is so well-written. It's filled with so much advice and insight that I'm just thrilled to welcome Rob to the program today to talk a little bit about the book. Rob, thank you for being here, my friend.
Jeff, it's always an honor to be with you and your listeners.
Tell me a little bit, before we jump into anything else in the book, I know you, I know what you do, I know your talent, I know your skill, and I'm looking at the book, forward by former U.S. Attorney General William P. Barr. I had forgotten you were a vital part of keeping the AG safe, weren't you?
I was, and then I'll tell you, Jeff, that was one of the highlights and honors of my career. You know, Attorney General Barr is a true patriot, absolutely devoted to the Constitution of the United States, and just a really incredible human being. So to have him agree and you know, be part of this book is just such a deep personal honor for me. I was obviously thrilled.
Well, as well you should be. It is filled with accolades, and it's just a great way to enter into that book. Because somebody reading this, Rob, I'm sure says, okay, I think I heard this Chadwick guy on with Katz. I don't know. He did something some point. Remind me who he is. Why do I need the book? So, Rob, remind everybody, 30 years in law enforcement, what were the things you were doing that qualify you to write this?
Well, Jeff, I, as you said, I spent 30 years in law enforcement, started my law enforcement career right up the road from you in Fairfax County, where I grew up, spent most of my young life in Virginia, went to Virginia Tech. And of course, when I graduated from Blacksburg, moved back home to Northern Virginia, spent 7 years with Fairfax County. I was a member of the Special Operations Division there. Greatest job in law enforcement is being a canine handler. I got to do that. And then was fortunate enough to be selected for the FBI and spent 23 years with the FBI and finished up my career after I served with Attorney General Barr when he was stepping down. I had the opportunity to go to Quantico and finished my career at Hogan's Alley right there at the FBI Academy at Quantico as head of the FBI's tactical training program. So just a dream job. But you know, Jeff, beyond that, you know, just like you, just like many of your listeners. I'm a you know, a husband, a father, a son. I'm a grandfather now, an uncle, and I'm a concerned citizen. And I've seen in the last 30 years what's been going on firsthand, and really just wanted to take an opportunity, you know, just to put down the things that I have learned to help sort of share, again, lessons learned in those times, and with the people out there that might be curious, you know, what can I do? Because I think all of us feel this sense of unease with, you know, what is going on? Things are happening so fast today, and people just have this deep sense of unease, and it's unfortunate. I want people to, you know, sleep soundly at night, understanding, you know, that they can take many precautions. There's so many little things you can do to make yourself exponentially safer, and really, you know, it's impossible to enjoy your life when you're living in fear, and that's what I want to help people get over.
Rob Chadwick is joining us. Rob, retired supervisory special agent from the FBI, headed up the FBI's tactical training program, heads up defense training programs for Delta Defense and the United States Concealed Carry Association. His brand new book is called The Practical Guide to Personal Security, and I am going to urge people to purchase it, of course, practicalsecurityguide.com, practicalsecurityguide.com. But Rob, you start off, Chapter 1 is, it's a vital component to this, obviously, Chapter 1, but it's convincing people, explaining to people, like my wife. My wife thinks that everybody is from Mayberry like her, that everything good happens, the sun is always shining, the kids always got A's in school, nothing bad ever happens. That's a recipe to become a victim, and you talk about a 7-second rule. What is that?
Well, Jeff, you know, all of us want to live in a world where we feel safe and we feel secure, and you know, a massive fan of law enforcement, support of law enforcement, as you are, of course. And, you know, law enforcement is definitely there to help you. They're going to come and respond when you call. But the reality is, violent crime happens so much faster than law enforcement can react. And people need to understand that, you know, the 7-second rule is just this. Most violent attacks begin and end within a 7-second span. And so long before most people can even process what's happening, much less call 911 and wait for the police to arrive. So, you know, really it kind of sets the tone with, understand this can happen to you. It's not likely, but it certainly can. And these ultra high consequence moments are what I want to prepare people for. And there's so many simple lessons in that book, I hope, that people will find that empowers them, that makes them feel secure wherever it is they go. And we talk about, you know, safety at home, safety on a college campus, having a conversation with your school-age child, you know, about, you know, school violence and that sort of thing, workplace violence, just things that you can, you know, practically apply to your life or the lives of your loved ones. And I want this guide to sort of help, you know, start that conversation or be a reference for people to have that difficult conversation sometimes.
It is a difficult conversation for some of us to have. It's a less difficult conversation for others of us to have, simply, I guess, because we've been exposed to some things or we've seen some things. But you talk about some tactics. And again, I want to urge people to get the book. PracticalSecurityGuide.com is where you go to order it, PracticalSecurityGuide.com. But the first part, I mean, it's physical, making sure you're aware of your position, situational awareness, some de-escalation tactics as well, because before it necessarily comes to fisticuffs or firearms or anything else, you have the opportunity in some cases to talk your way out of the situation. Am I right?
Absolutely. And you know, you mentioned my experience on protection details. I served on many of those over the years. And, you know, I tell people all the time, you know, lots of training, firepower, you know, armored vehicles. But, you know, the reality was, Jeff, if our protection detail had to go hands on or use our weapons, that mission had failed. Our mission was to spot any sort of developing or potential danger ahead of time and avoid it. And so that's what I want to help people understand. That's the most important thing. We all just want to go on with our lives, or certainly most of us do. And so, you know, those skills and just little awareness tips to help you be aware, spot potential danger, understand how your body is going to react, and actually sometimes how your mind can try to trick you into thinking things are okay, and then steal back some of that time. That, you know, time is the most precious element in any critical situation. And so time management, skill is what we talk a lot about in this book, is empowering yourself to make those decisions, to, you know, maybe get up and leave the restaurant when something is developing, or you're sitting in a food court and you see a, you know, fight developing, or something's happening in, you know, in a crowded area. It's time for you to go. It's not time for you to take out that cell phone and record it or wander over and see what's happening. You know, again, just going on with the rest of your life and keeping your loved ones safe and having those conversations with your kids as they maybe get ready to go back to school or off to college or start their young adult life. A lot of times parents are very concerned. I know, you know, with my three kids, as they head out, I'm very concerned about their safety and want to have those conversations. And that's why I wrote this book, was just to help share some of those lessons I've learned. And again, 30 years of law enforcement and around the world, I wanted people to understand that it doesn't have to be super complicated. There's so many things you can do to put yourself in a position to achieve a positive outcome in almost any situation.
It's wonderful stuff. PracticalSecurityGuide.com. That's the website you're going to need to visit to take a look at this book. You're talking about time management. We referenced this 7-second rule. It's distance as well, right? As I was reading the book, Rob, I thought, oh, wait a minute. 7 seconds. Yeah. 21-foot rule, edged weapon rule, right? You remember that. You want to share with everybody what that's about? Because it's something to be aware of.
Sure, Jeff. You know, in a crisis, again, I talked about, you know, time is the most critical element. But when there's danger, time and distance are your friends. Anything you can do to put distance and time and hopefully maybe barricades or barriers between you and whatever that developing, you know, trouble is, that gives you more time to react, more time to make decisions, more time to get help, more time maybe to arm yourself, more time to escape. And ultimately, that's what it all comes down to. You mentioned that 21-foot rule, the old Tooler rule. Yeah. In the training world, is you know, basically the rule of thumb was if a and this goes back many years, but if someone with a knife were within 21 feet of an officer, that person could get to you before you could draw and fire an accurate round. That's a rule of thumb, but it really was more to illustrate how fast things can happen and how quickly someone can close the distance. And so if your listeners take nothing else from our conversation right now, it's, you know, think about ways to create time and distance when an unknown situation is happening. Don't wait around for it to develop and be sure. Sometimes it's just better to get up and move away even when others aren't.
Let's talk about some of the checklists, because this is one of the things, Rob, as I read through the book, and let me remind everybody, it's called The Practical Guide to Personal Security, Become a Competent and Confident Stakeholder in Your Own Safety. It's written by Rob Chadwick. PracticalSecurityGuide.com is the website where you would go and get it, PracticalSecurityGuide.com. But I was looking at some of these checklists, Rob, and again, you take people through so much. And I personally was blown away. I thought, well, you know, it's going to be a good read. I kind of know this and that. And I'm reading through it going, wow, I don't have any of this stuff ready. You've got a checklist to upgrade the physical security. You're talking about emergency supplies. The emergency go bag, as an example. That's an involved chapter, and it's a checklist. But people really can just check it off as they put it together.
Yeah, Jeff, I wanted to, you know, people to have a reference. Like, you people, hey, how do I do this? Just tell me how to do it. I want to empower people to do it for themselves. And so, you know, I've had the great blessing to have this training over the years, and I wanted to share that. And so, you know, we have checklists at the end about, as you mentioned, how to put together a go bag. You know, if things go down and you need a few day supplies, what's important to be in there? How to put together an emergency first aid kit. You know, what's important there? How to use that kind of stuff. All the way to how to help your college age kid, you know, secure their dorm room, right? How to provide security for that, or, you know, anything that you could think of that would increase someone's personal security. I tried to put in there and make it super easy to follow and just something you could reference as you, again, empower yourself to become your own first responder.
Are your kids, you're talking about three kids, I look at my boys, and sometimes they don't listen to anything that I have to say, Rob, anything, not a single solitary word. But this is about keeping them safe when they go back to school, when they go to campus. Look, at least here in Virginia, most folks are going to be headed back to school in about a month. What sort of tips would you give to somebody whose son or daughter is going off to college?
Well, the last thing you want to do is have them living in fear, right? You want them to go out and explore and be confident and be comfortable, because if they're not, they're not going to learn anything. and they're not going to, you know, really thrive. But the only way to get there, right? We all talk about Maslow's hierarchy of needs, right? And security is so base to anything. And so I want these young people to go out. You know, kids today have grown up in a totally different era than you and I did, Jeff, right? I mean, with the era of active shooter and all the things on social media they're exposed to, the level of anxiety amongst our young people is just unprecedented. And so I wanted to provide something that parents can use and reference to maybe prepare themselves for this difficult conversation, or maybe, hey, kid, read this chapter, or read this, you know, just this paragraph, to help them just get their mind right. Understand that there are so many things you can do, kid, as you head out that door and you spread your wings and you meet new people and you're taking, you know, risks. Here's some things to keep you safe, right? Don't do this, or maybe think about this, but mainly it's empowering the person, the child, the college age student. Understand there's so many psychological and sociological pressures at play. You got to give that gift of empowerment to this young person as they go out there to say, you know what? You'll get pressured. You'll get, you know, cajoled. You'll get manipulated. Understanding the criminal mindset, how those manipulators and those, you know, predators do work is so key to just putting yourself in a better position, not putting yourself in a bad position to begin with.
I think advice to moms and dads, since there does seem to be a tendency for children not to necessarily listen to their parents on these things, buy a copy of the book, give it to them, and say, see, it wasn't written by me, but there's a guy that actually knows. Mr. Chadwick can give you a clue or two, practicalsecurityguide.com. Rob, at some point, I've got to get you back, because one of your checklists is selecting a concealed carry holster, and I'm actually getting ready to get a new EDC. I think Glock 17 is the way I'm going to go, and I'm going to need some insight and advice on the best concealed carry for me.
Jeff, I'm just always honored to be with you and your listeners, and anytime, anything I can do to help you out, and thank you again for everything you do for, you know, the folks there in Richmond, and especially for your support of law enforcement. Again, it just means the world to us in this community. Thank you for this opportunity.
Absolutely. Always a pleasure, my friend. That is Rob Chadwick. He is a retired FBI supervisory special agent, head of
T-Mobile is more than the best network in the game. They're now the best network in America, according to the experts at Ookla Speedtest. So baseball fans are connected to the Fall Classic from home to home plate with the most advanced 5G, more towers, and a signal that goes farther than ever before. T-Mobile has you covered. For baseball fans, it's better over here.
Best mobile network based on analysis by Ookla of Speedtest Intelligence data, first half 2025. See details at T-Mobile.com.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
I'm Dr. Mary Claire Haver, and my new podcast, Unpaused, is the place for bold, unfiltered conversations about what it takes for women to thrive in the second half of life. Listen to and follow Unpaused, available now wherever you get your podcasts.
The Tactical Training Program. He's got a brand new book out. Kids are getting ready to go back to school or go to college for the first time. I'm telling you, moms and dads, the practical guide to personal security is what you ought to be taking a look at. Just go. PracticalSecurityGuide.com. PracticalSecurityGuide.com. Jeff Katz, News Radio, WRVA.
T-Mobile is more than the best network in the game. They're now the best network in America, according to the experts at Ookla Speedtest. So baseball fans are connected to the Fall Classic from home to home plate with the most advanced 5G, more towers, and a signal that goes farther than ever before. T-Mobile has you covered. For baseball fans, it's better over here.
Best mobile network based on analysis by Ookla of Speedtest Intelligence data, first half 2025. See details at T-Mobile.com.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Hi, I'm Dr. Mary Claire Haver, a board-certified OBGYN and menopause specialist. My new podcast, Unpaused, is the place for bold, unfiltered conversations about what it really takes for women to thrive in the second half of life. Every week, I sit down with medical experts, cultural icons, and powerhouse women to talk about what really matters: your health, your power, and your future. We're covering hormones, identity, finances, relationships, and so much more. New episodes drop every Tuesday. Listen to and follow Unpaused with me, Dr. Mary Claire Haver, available now wherever you get your podcasts.
In 2013, two brutal murders left the city of Davis, California, paralyzed in fear.
The victims were an elderly couple. It was up close and personal.
I'm 48 Hours correspondent Erin Moriarty. I thought I had seen it all until I encountered the mastermind behind those murders.
I think the word is psychotic.
This is 15 Inside the Daniel Marsh Murders. Follow and listen to 15 Inside the Daniel Marsh Murders on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.